The opinions expressed on this radio program by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of the Emily Pearls Show, Blog Talk Radio, or the Emily Pearls Show's sponsors and affiliates. Free thought is a philosophy, not a policy. And although the Emily Pearls Show program may take stances on individual issues, the show itself remains an entertainment platform.
Hello, and welcome to Trisha's Talk 101, where we talk about mostly anything, from what's what in entertainment, the latest fashion trends and styles, to who's who on the big screen, to what's going on here in the Mid-South. Go get your snacks, kick back, relax, and let me tell you how it is.
Trisha, welcome. How are you doing today?
Hey, Emily. I'm doing fine. How are you?
Well, girl, I'll tell you, I had a busy day, and it looks like everybody in New York is really busy at Times Square right now. It's 75 degrees with broken clouds. They're having a good time, and we're going to have a good time on the show tonight, too, because you are doing part two of, what's that title?
Should a woman propose to a man, why or why not? So, yes, it was juicy last week, so we're going to see how juicy it will be again this week.
Well, so, I ain't taking away.
So, pick back up where we left off. For the ones who are just now listening to this show, the topic that I talked about last week was, should a woman propose to a man, why or why not? Well, me personally, I say no. Because I feel like a man, it's a man's job to propose to a woman. I mean, it's tradition, so that's what it's known for. Not only that, but it's like, me personally, I won't feel like bending down on one knee proposing to a man. Because for one, if you and this man been together, or shall I say you and this guy, y'all been together for a while or a good little minute, he will know whether or not he wants to be with you or not. You see what I'm saying? So
right.
You shouldn't have to think, or it shouldn't be in the back of your mind, do he want to be with me, or should I ask him to, or should I ask him to marry me, or whatnot? Why? Because at the end of the day, if he gonna be with you, he gonna want to be with you and only you. You can't just up and make that first step. And I feel like if you up and make that first step, then that's an advantage he can use to you. He's going to feel like, oh, well, she proposed to me, so maybe I should start doing this. He's going to start doing stuff that you're not going to like. And he's going to feel like, oh, well, she going to deal with this if she proposed. No, that's not how that works. Not only that, I mean, it's so...
Well, you know, on the other hand, you know, you got these modern women that think it's all right to do that, you know, because a lot of people just don't believe in the old-fashioned way. So what do you say to them?
I mean, girl, you do you and I'm going to do me. I'm going to put it like this. Me personally, you do you, I'm going to do me. I mean, I can't just necessarily comment on someone else's relationship, but me personally, I know what I'm not going to do. I know I'm not about to take this step and ask a man and get down on one knee, will you marry me? No, because I wasn't raised like that. Not only that, what if you say no? I'm going to feel stupid, or I'm going to feel like it's a waste of my time. So, no, I'm not going to just up and make that first step. I mean, for the women that do step up and propose, I mean, good luck to y'all. I don't know how y'all do it. I don't know if y'all, I don't know. I'm speechless because, I mean, again, like I said, if a man want to be with you, you should know within a certain amount of time y'all have been together whether or not he wants to be with you. I'm going to just put it out there. Yeah, but yeah, I may have been together 4 years.
But what if, you know, in the relationship, the young lady just says, the other woman says, you know, do you want to marry me? And it's not like a real proposal or anything. And what if she just
right.
say it kind of casual like, and then the guy says yes. So what do you call that?
Okay, now that's a difference. I can see if you just having a conversation about it, or you're just talking, or if you up and ask him, babe, or hey, can we sit down? Can we talk face to face? Can we have a serious conversation? I can see if you take it, or if you talk to him in that way. Where do you see us in this amount of years? Do you see me as being your wife in the future, or do you plan on marrying me in the near future? I can see if you take it like this.
Okay.
But if you just you go get the ring, you know the ring size, and you just get down low on one knee and propose, then me, I'ma just look at you. I'ma just, you have that over there. It's not that I'm too good, but I feel like, no, because that's a man's job to pursue a woman. I'm not supposed to pursue him. He's supposed to pursue me. Am I right or am I right?
Well, I don't know.
I'm just gonna
have to ask your callers. You are. Let's go to the callers then and get them in here and see what they want to say. Hello, caller. Welcome. Well, then we have a caller that wants to comment. Go
Hello.
Ahead, caller. Yeah, go ahead,
Hello.
Caller. You're on live. You're live.
Okay, so I would like to say that, you know, they say that the man is the leader of the household. So if the man is the leader and I'm supposed to be his backbone, why am I doing the job that's supposed to be for a man? So that means I'm going to bring home the bacon because I just got on my knee. You're going to take my last name. You're going to have and take care of the kids and wash the clothes and stuff because I just got on my knee to take you into my life. You didn't get on your knee to take me into yours. So I feel like if that's a man's responsibility, like to propose, like not his responsibility, but you shouldn't. You're the leader. Like, you're supposed to take control and take action. If you really wanted me, then you would do what you have to do to keep me.
But, Carla, you made
exactly.
a good point. You said that the man would have to take on your knee. Is that really true? Why?
I agree with it. Me, personally, I agree with it. Because, again, like she said, the man is the head of the household. He's supposed to bring home the money while I'm at home taking care of the kids, washing clothes, everything. Well, if I just got that for my knee, I'm proposing to you. So technically, you're not proposing to me. So technically, you should have my last name. I shouldn't change my last name. You should change your last name. Why? Because I asked you to marry me.
Oh, wow, man. That's a different outlook. How interesting is that?
Because we give up a lot. We give up a lot when it's time for the man to propose. So if I'm going to propose to you, you have to give up everything that I was supposed to give up.
Oh.
Right.
Okay.
And I agree with it. I agree. Call her. We going to be the best of friends because I agree with her.
I don't know. But you know what? In this scenario, I can just see a man. Let's just imagine. I can see a man accepting your proposal, caller. But I can also see that man saying that he didn't want to change his name. So what happens now?
Then I mean, there is no marriage. I mean, like, you wanted to take the position of my role. So, I mean, if we about to switch roles, we gonna switch roles. I ain't no making compromises, negotiate, because you didn't want to negotiate to my needs and what you were supposed to do.
Amen,
because she spoke the truth. Again, you don't want my last name? Guess what? Weddings, off, proposal, done, moving
Wait
on with
minute.
My life.
Wait a minute now, Trisha, what happened to the love?
It's the love, I'll take my time to go buy a ring.
Thank you.
I just took my hard money to go buy a ring.
Not only that, I see where your heart and I see where your mind is at. So if you just turn that down, oh, it's time for me to make my next move or get myself and go.
Okay.
Period.
All right.
Because now I see you don't plan on being with, now I see that you don't plan on being with me. So instead of you breaking up with me, I'm finna go ahead and do you a favor. I'm gonna pack up all my stuff and I'm gonna deal. See what I'm saying?
Okay.
So
right.
I'm calling.
All right. We have another caller. Now another caller that wants to get in on this.
Hello.
Yes. Shoot. Caller.
Hello.
Caller.
I believe that. A woman should not propose to a man. Like,
a woman should
not
propose to a
man. No, I do not believe in that. I believe it should be the old-fashioned way. A man should get down on his knee and propose so we can know that you truly want us. Like, I can't do it. I couldn't do it. So, but I can't speak for everyone else.
Mm-hmm. You're not alone, Colin.
What is your reason?
What is your reason? Caller, why do you feel that you couldn't do that?
I just believe it should say the old-fashioned way with a man get down on his knees to propose
mm-hmm.
to me.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that he's telling me that he will actually, like, give up everything for me and be there for me and won't mess with no other woman but me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, what if the man still won't be with any other woman? If this woman has proposed to him, does that mean that he's going to be with another woman?
It doesn't show any effort.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I see your point. Mm-hmm. Jessica, what do you say?
I agree with her because I feel like, again, if you're going to be with me, you're going to be with me. There's no ifs, no ands, no buts, no anything in between about it. If you're going to be with a woman like me, you're going to be with me and only me. I do no competition. Point
mm-hmm.
blank, period.
It's
Amen. Plenty of pictures out there. So,
okay.
You have your chance. If you know you want me, you better give me while you got me.
Okay, but the adversaries are saying this. There's an adversary over there, Tricia, that's saying this. If the woman proposes to the man could or could not give up his name, but the love still remains, and it doesn't necessarily mean that he would be cheating on the woman that proposed to him. What do you say to that?
Okay, this is my thing. Not necessarily saying it's a double standard, but, okay. So, okay, I'm going to put it like this. A man proposes to a woman, correct?
Correct. Yeah.
When they get married,
uh-huh.
she has his last name.
Right.
Why, when a woman proposes, the woman still gets the man's last name? Why can't the man get her last name if she proposed to him?
Okay. And does that mean that he is going to cheat on her just because she proposed to him?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No.
Okay. So we can agree on that, that it doesn't necessarily mean he cheats because we know statistics have shown that married men and married women cheat even when they are married the old-fashioned way, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, because I've seen on Tyler Perry. He spoke for himself. He told people, he said, hey, if your woman come out the room smiling and laughing and getting it, and you know y'all didn't do nothing or whatever, it ain't because she with Jesus. It's not because she happy with Jesus alone. It's another man putting a smile on her face. I'm just saying.
Oh, wow, that's a good one there. You said Tyler Perry said that.
Yeah.
I missed that movie.
On Tyler Perry, Madea goes to jail to play. It was close to the end because he was getting his divorce finalized. Yep.
Okay. Well, listen, we're going to take a little break and go to a commercial, and we'll come back. We are going to pick up on what we left off on. Is it okay for a woman to propose to a man on Trisha Talk 101? Don't go away.
surprise, surprise, guess who's going to be your first sponsor? It's Patrick and Tony, your mom and dad. We are so proud of you. Keep up the good work and remember to see the vision through the eye of the tiger. Love you.
From your loving parents, a proud sponsor of Latricia's Talk 101 radio show.
We're back. All right, Trisha, let's pick up where we left off. All right. Back to you.
Right. So, again, everyone, before we took that quick break, our question was, should a woman propose to a man? Why or why not? As you all know, our two callers that our recent callers that we just had, they both said no. And I totally agree, again, because it's a tradition for a woman to propose, for a man, it's a tradition for a man mm-hmm. to propose to a woman. Not only mm-hmm. that, it's like, as my first caller stated, she said, a man is the head of the household. He's taking on the responsibilities. So that means mm-hmm. he's bringing home the bacon while I'm home, taking care of the kids, cleaning up, washing, whatever. Well, if I just took on your role, that means you taking on my role. See what I'm saying? So
okay.
I agree with my first caller. My second caller, I agree. Why should I get down on my knee and propose to you when you should know whether or not you want to be with me or not?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, why should I? Not saying that I'm too good, but I'm saying at the end of the day, women have standards. You have some women that settle for less. You have mm-hmm. some that settle for what they know they want or what they know that they need in their life. And you have mm-hmm. some women that just don't care. Some people just go for looks. Me personally, I'm going to do it like this. 50% looks and 100% your heart. We got to be on the same page. Because,
mm-hmm.
again, looks not going to get you nowhere. So you can't just necessarily go on look. I want to know, what can you do for me? Not that I depend on you, but I'm just saying, what can you do for me? That's the first question I'm going to ask you. You approach me.
A lot of people want to marry for convenience, you know,
mm-hmm.
and financial
right.
security. So, and that brings
and
up a new question
thing.
For me, host of Trisha's Talk 101, Trisha. That brought up a new question in my mind. What if a woman, you know, I got it for you. What if a woman wants to propose to a man that is very, very rich, and the man that won't take on her last name but still let her take on his last name, and he takes care of her and provides everything for her? Now, what about that? What's wrong with the woman proposing to a man in that situation?
First of all, I'm not going to up and say she's a gold digger, but I will say I'm not sure she's a gold digger.
She is a gold digger. I mean, that's evident.
she a gold digger. But with him, he not, because you have some men that don't see that. You can
mm-hmm.
tell a man all day long, hey, bro, hey, man, when you have a guy friend, you can tell him all day long, hey, bro, hey, man, hey, let me talk to you for a minute. I'm telling you, this is not the girl you need to be with. She only wants you for this. She only wants you for that. And he going to
mm-hmm.
sit back, nah, bro, it ain't like this. She ain't like this. She wanted to be with me. No. So with that situation, I'm going to put it like this. You can't tell no grown woman / grown man what to do with their life.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You can lead a horse to a water, but you can't make them drink. You can show them evidence all day long, and they
uh-huh.
still going to be with that person. So it's all like, why even talk?
So then we have a caller that would like to come in on that. And that idea of what we're talking about a gold digger. Go ahead, Colin. Hi. I've been.
This is Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Yes. And it's been hilarious.
Can you speak up a little bit for us?
Hold on. Can you hear me? Is that better?
Yeah, that's a lot better.
My thing is that with the proposing, I agree that to me, in my opinion, it should be the man that's doing the proposing, as I stated in the first phase of when you had this particular topic. And the reason why I say that is simply because when you've been in a relationship long enough or a certain amount of time, then that man, to me, is going to know whether or not he wants to be with this woman, if he wants to spend the rest of his life with this woman. And even so much as even if you say, yeah, we do have these modern women out there that want to be proposing to the men, yeah, that's all fine, good, and well to some. But to me, at some point in time, we need to stick to tradition. You know, we are the age of the women where the women can do this and the women can do that, you know, and that's all fine and good in some things. But to me, again, some things should be left to tradition. And to me, it means for when the man actually does the proposal, because that means he's taking the time out of his time to go and buy the ring, to pick out a choice, something that's specifically for his bride to be. And to me, that means a lot more than the woman saying, okay, well, will you marry me? Or, well, yeah, you know, you may do that same thing, but it just means more, because when the woman takes on that man's name, then you're also looking at that man to be your protector, your guider, your lover, your best friend. He's taking on more than just the role of being your husband, you know, and it's a lot more to meet him, to being that, saying that I do, than just proposing and doing those things and going through the motions. And just because a woman, you know, in the modern day time decides that she wants to propose to this man, that doesn't necessarily, in my mind, mean that she's a gold digger, because who's to say that she doesn't have her own money? Who's to say that she doesn't have or hasn't had the chance to make her own way and do her own thing? Who's to say that she hasn't done those things? So you have to look at it in that perspective as well, because we are so liberated now. We want to have our own and do our own, because I was just looking on Facebook, matter of fact, a couple of days ago, where they're saying that women have more degrees now than men. We're aiming for more.
Women are making more money than men.
And they're, so that's the whole thing. You know, yeah, you may see, I want you to take my last name, but, you know, again, yeah, it's a lot in a name. You know, and it's to me, it's always being that woman taking on that masculine portion of her husband's name. Me, myself, I decided to hyphenate my name. I said my hyphenated name is Tony Smith White, and I tell you to tease my husband all the time. I said I will always be a Smith, but it's no guarantee that I will always be a White. I said so. The thing is that in life and in times, things change. You know, people change as they get older. Your values, even when you get married, your values and your goals change, and you may not see things in the same perspective, and you may not see things eye to eye. I said, so my thing was, okay, if we decide to get divorced or whatever down the road, then it ain't going to be but a drop of the hat to drop your last name, because I still get my name. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You never know. And, you know, I think, you know, be to the father, we've been married, I think, what, over 20 years this year. So
congratulations.
It's give and take, you know, I said, so the thing about it is, thank you. I said, it's not so much as, yeah, you know, like I said, the importance to me is that the man is the one that proposes. You know, even when we were dating, you know, he would ask me, you want to get married? And I'd be like, no, I'm not ready. And that's the other thing that you have to look at is, are both parties actually really ready for a marriage? Because marriage is a commitment. You know, it's a commitment that you make to, you know, to say that we're going to be together. We're going to do these things, and we're going to work through these problems.
We're going
to
be
together as
to
one. And we're going to be faithful to each other. The whole thing, I said, marriage is a compromise. You know, no, it's not all... how to say greens and glory. It's not that, because you got to think about it. It's two individual people with two individual ideas that's coming together to try to make this work.
And everybody,
and they always say opposites attract, and they never lied about that. Because I'd be surprised at what people are attracting, what people are attracted to.
Yeah, it was that funny, you know, because like my last husband, he was 6'5", and I'm like 4'8", and people used to know.
Right. Exactly. So you never
yeah.
really know, and that's the whole thing. It's about, you know, like I said, it's about compromising, and it's about knowing of a surety that, okay, at this moment and this day and this time, this is the person that I want to marry. Because when we were fresh out of high school and he kept asking, I was like, well, no, you know, I got goals and I got things that I want to do, you know, before I say I do and get married. And he was like, you know, my thing was, there's no ring on this finger. You're free to go and do, you know, if that's what you want to do. I said, but fate had it that he stuck around. You know, I went to college. I went to got my 2-year degree fresh out of high school. He was like, well, you ready yet? I was like, no, I'm not ready. I still got things I want to do. You know, I wanted to have my own place. I wanted to be able to have my own transportation. I had goals, you know, because it's like when you get married, you it's not so much that you give up things, but you forget about the things that you wanted to do, you know. And I didn't want that to be because my mom used to always tell me, don't have no woulda, shoulda, coulda. You know, I coulda did this or I shoulda did that or I would have done those things. And then that's how I see life even now. Don't have no woulda, shoulda, coulda. Is it guaranteed? No, it's not. You know, but you want to minimize those. Well, I would have did this if I hadn't have done that, or I could have did this if I didn't do that. You know, I said, those are the things. I said, so I was able to do those things before I settled down and got married, because in the end result was, I told him, I said, okay, I'm ready to get married now. He was like, are you sure? I said, but I don't know if you want to propose to me. I said, but you've been asking me for years.
I know, right?
Exactly. I said, so, you know, to each its own, you know, and that's the whole thing is about, you know, are you willing to be committed, you know, and are you willing to compromise, and are you really ready when you say, I do, you know, this is the person I want to be with. And again, like I said, to me, it's important for the man to ask you, because he's thought about it, he's considered it. And then the woman, you have to ask yourself, are you marriage material? You know, and even with the guy, is he marriage material? What is it that you're looking for to make this person say, I want to spend the rest of my life with you?
Because some could just be a dating material. Trust me, I know.
Exactly.
And that's what happens, too, you know.
Right.
And then it's like Mom said, you know, we go into it thinking that this is the person we want to live with for the rest of our life.
Right.
Sometimes it just doesn't work that way, but still, we went in with the right intention, right, Mom?
Exactly.
Patricia, I tell you, this is part two. It almost leads up to part three, but I know you have new topics to talk about, so I'm sending it back to you now so that you can wrap up and thank your callers and everything, and of course, give us your wisdom words that you always give us at the end of the show.
Well, I would like to thank all of my callers. This has been a great topic. I promise you it has. I've never had this much fun on the show before. Well, I have, but this just was the juicy topic of all juicy topics. How about that? again, I appreciate my callers. I appreciate you, Miss Emily, also for the interacting. It made me even more fun and enthusiastic, because not only that, you also had questions that you were just throwing on, like right off the bat, and it was like, okay, good question. But I got a good answer. Well,
yeah, give our callers something to think about. Yeah.
Right. And it was a good show. So
it was a dynamic
show. You all know. As you all know, we have to end it so soon, but don't worry, because I will be back with another topic that you all will love. But here's a good ending. A microphone is used to magnify our voices for all to hear. My goal is to use this voice each and every week to magnify our voices together for the world to hear and recognize the importance of what is shared, whether it's the latest fashion trend, the hottest movie being viewed, or the what's going on around the world. Tune in each week to hear the words of wisdom from your girl, Trisha, of Trisha's Talk 101.
Conversation where your opinion matters and the topic is open for discussion. Let's have dinner and a conversation. The lines are now open.
I'm so sorry. My phone was on mute. Hi there. How are you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Emily Pearl? How you doing? Hey, caller, listeners.
Hi, everybody. Yeah, between the breaks and everything, you know, Miss Emily Pearl's had to refresh in her coffee. And lots of times I forget to connect myself back to the studio.
Okay. Okay.
I apologize. That's fine.
Okay, guys, you're listening to Candy's Conversation. I am your host to give you the most. This is Candy, and we're about to get started in just 1 minute. Before we get started tonight, I want to give a special shout out to Miss Emily Pearl. She has signed a contract with, is it Amazon?
Oh, yeah, Amazon, the biggest platform on the world.
Yeah, she has just signed a contract with Amazon, and her movie will be on Amazon. You can go in now, and you can order it to watch it, or you can purchase it on Amazon. Give them the information, Ms. Emily Pearl.
Right. Okay. All you have to do is go to. Oh, first of all, let me say thank you so much, Candy, and I want y'all to know that your host, Candy, of Candy's Conversation. Was a big help with us when we began our distribution. Now, just go to Amazon, and you know how they have the departments. You want to click on video, the video department, and when you get to that page, then you go into the search bar under videos, and then you just type in the letter M, space Pearl, P as in Paul, E-A-R-L-S, and it'll pop right up there to you. You have the option to rent it for $2.99. And when you rent it, they give you the option of either watching it right then, or guess what? You can even download it to your phone or your device and watch it later whenever you have the time.
That's great.
I always tell everybody download it because then that way you got it. You can watch it over and over again. And you can also, they give you an option to purchase it for only $9.99. But if you are a Prime, Amazon Prime member, guess what? You don't have to pay anything to watch it. Isn't that fabulous?
And guess what? I am an Amazon Prime member. So that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That is so awesome. I am Amazon Prime member. Has been for
quite
a while.
I am not surprised. So yes,
I realize.
Y'all post, it's always a Prime member of everything.
We are so excited, so proud of Emily Pearl Productions and all that she does, and up under her umbrella, she's such a great person, and she does a lot, and she's definitely a public figure, and we're just very proud of her and all of her things that she does up under the Emily Pearl umbrella, as I said, and she's going to be doing many, many more things to come. She got so much coming up. You guys will be hearing about it. We'll be talking
right.
about it. Yeah, it's got
I'm already editing.
I'm already editing
a script for a lady that commissioned me to produce and direct her film. So, yeah, we're going to have lots of movies coming up. We're going to have roles for you guys. So, y'all just stay tuned to Candy's Conversations Facebook page, and she'll keep y'all informed.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. And why I have you guys, now, if you're not listening and you know someone that's not listening, we have a very serious, serious topic tonight. We want you guys to get ready. The number to call is 1-646-200-3422, and that's the number to call. And remember to listen in, or when it's time to ask questions, press 1. You got to remember press 1, guys. You got to remember press 1. It's the only way that you can ask questions on the Candid Conversation Show. And you can also go to www.speaker.com/show/candidconversation, or you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/MLipPearlShow. And you can get a series there. We are also open to, answer questions to our chat room. Sorry
about
that.
And Google Play
as well.
You know,
we're on Google Play.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we have many
the Emily Pearl Show downloaded, and they can listen right now.
That's right. We have many forums for you guys to listen in. So we have many options out there for you. Okay, our topic tonight is very interesting, and the reason why we're doing this topic is about HIV. It is an epidemic of HIV in Shelby County. That's a very serious topic, guys. Everybody should be listening to this show tonight, because definitely you want to talk and listen to what's going on in Shelby County. Now, let me say this. Someone posted on Facebook, social media, a list of zip codes in Shelby County, Memphis, Tennessee, and a number of how many people in each area have HIV. And I wasn't sure about those numbers, and there were some very high numbers, guys, in each zip code. They were very high, and it was very mind-boggling to me. We all should be tested for HIV regularly. Everyone should be tested for HIV. You should know your status. No one should have to get on social media and tell you, hey, you need to go get tested because this is what's out there. Now, the person that put these numbers out said that somebody, Health Department had gave them this information, and I don't know how true or how not true that is. I don't think the Health Department will be giving out that kind of information, and certainly I don't think they will be giving out those kind of numbers, because large of those numbers were very large numbers in each of zip code, as I said. I'm certain the Health Department would have gave some kind of a statement. They would have did some kind of breaking news to discuss this with us and say, listen, we got an epidemic. You guys need to go check. We're having so many people with HIV. You need to really be this precautions or whatever. So I was talking to a young lady, because I had to come in on the post when they put it out there. I was like, people, listen, we know what social media is. Anytime someone put anything on social media, we go into a frenzy. Everything on social media is not true. Let's say that. You know what I mean, Emily Pearl? Everything we read on social media is not actual factual.
Exactly.
It's not actual factual. So what I did was I said, and me and her got into a little conversation, but once she found out who I was and that I was Candace of Candace Conversations, she got very interested and wanted to, you know, no questioning. And I told her, look, I look into it, because before I put anything out, I agree to say something is true or not true. I had to do investigative reporting first. I had to investigate something before I'm able to report it. So this is what I found out. And then we're going to discuss it, Emily Pearl.
Okay.
Shelby County Public Health. I spoke with a public health representative. I'm not going to give his name out because he asked me not to. He said they do not disclose anyone's information, but HIV is sexual transmitted disease, anything of that nature. Anything anybody has with the Shelby County Health Department is confidential. They don't give that out, first of all. And this also what he said, they have an alert center. If you go online and look up Shelby County Health Department, they have an alert center. He said any alert that the city of Shelby County, anywhere Shelby County has, will be in the alert center. And now, I did exactly what he told me, and I have it pulled up on my computer now. and it says, general alert, there are not currently no alert at this time. So we do not have any alert. So we do not have an epidemic or anything, because if we did, it would be on the alert center. So let's confirm that. At the end of the show, we will give you guys numbers that you can call to make an appointment if you want to get checked for STDs or HIV. I have all the numbers that he gave me, and that you guys can call and make appointments if you want to get checked and make sure you do or do not have any of these things. So you can make sure that you're covered. You know, it's best to know, guys. Mm-hmm. This is something serious. This is your body. This is what, you know, you need to know what's going on with your body.
Yeah.
This is what the... Well, and what else did I find out? What else did I find out? Oh, I have the address and everything. I get it out at the end of the show as well. We'll be giving it out as well. And he also gave me, like I said, number so you guys can call and you guys can see, make appointments or ask questions or whatever it is that you need to do. Okay, and the Pearl, do you have anything to say about the subject?
I do. It was last year. I don't remember the specific month, but there was a dentist whose office they condemned, and because it was completely unsanitary, and they did a alert then all on the news, said that anybody that had ever been to that dentist's office for any purpose, that they should be tested for HIV. And I think that that may have been the stem where the blow-up came from, but I thought it had died down by then because they pulled all his records, and anybody that had been there had to go and get tested. And I know some people that had gone to that dentist, and they actually had to go to get tested, but they were not. The test came back, you know, that you don't get the results right away. You have to wait.
Exactly.
And so they were clear. They were not. But there was communications and some understandings. Well, I don't say understandings, but maybe it's the wrong word. But some people were tested positive. So that could be still going on, you know, and... there was this other guy that was on the news. They got him in jail now. I don't even know his name. But he was a black male. He knew that he was HIV positive. He's going around having sex, you know, unprotected sex with a lot of women. And I think the guy was a good-looking guy, if I can recall, you know, which is easy for him to probably do. So that could be a lot of where those numbers coming from, probably from that incident from the dentist office, because they said it was up in the thousands at that time. But like I say, I thought maybe that had died down. And
well, this
you know
is
how
an incident. I know.
Go
I
ahead.
Remember what
I'm
you talked about with the dental office. But there was an incident. Mm-hmm. I think someone, a public figure such as us, had put out that he had spoke with someone at the health department, and he put it out on social media. Well, I won't say it in that. So on this show, we don't say names of people that put out stuff, and we don't talk about anyone here. I don't do that on my show because I'm not here to break people down. I'm here to lift people up. So I'm saying to you guys, anybody, your friends, your family, anyone, just please tell them to go get tested. And I said that everything on social media is not true, and the reason why I said that because anytime we hear something on social media, one person can say it and it's spread like wildfire. It's sort of like with that incident with MLG and W. One person put it on social media, it went crazy.
Oh, God.
It went crazy.
You
people have to realize that stop living through social media. Stop living through social media.
That's right.
You know,
that's right. And they have to remember that one little old rule that we always say, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
It's probably too good to be true. It sounds too good to be true. It really does. It really does. But we're going to talk about this in depth because this is a subject that's very important. It's not being swept up on the rug, whether or not the numbers, and they won't give out information. I just want to clarify that part of it to you guys, that the Sheriff and County Government is not giving out any information to anybody or anyone. They wouldn't do that. And another thing, in times of epidemic of any kind, a mosquito bite, a West Nile virus, they always love breaking news to tell you how many, what's going on, they report it on the news, so you will be well informed.
Uh-huh.
They do.
You will be well
yes,
informed. And that's what he told, the young man told me. He said, we definitely take those type of things seriously. That is nothing to play with. We definitely will alert the public at all times what's going on. Then, as he told, like I said, go to the Shelby County Government Health Department website, and they have an emergency alert page form, and you'll see any alerts mm-hmm. that's going on in our city or Shelby County. Mm-hmm. So don't fear. You will be informed of what's going on. But get yourself checked, because you know what you're doing every day, and you know what you're not doing. So get yourself checked, and just make sure you cover it. Just make sure
mm-hmm.
you cover it. So this is all we want to say about that, because HIV is very serious. Any STD is very serious, guys. Any is
right.
very serious.
Right.
You want to take care
mm-hmm.
of yourself. It's too much going on out here, and you want to make sure you cover it safe and not doing things that would leave you open to those type of things, because you don't
mm-hmm.
want to catch something you can't get rid of. You don't want to catch anything, period, whether you can get rid of it or not. You just don't want your body to be infected with these type of diseases and things that it don't have to. All you have to do is be careful and take precautions.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have anybody on the line?
Yeah. Well, we have people in the studio. We need you guys to press 1 if you would like to come in, or if you would like to have a question or whatever you'd like to say. We don't mind, okay? So we got to take a little break, give you time to press the 1. Just move the phone away from your ear. Don't cut yourself off. Look what you're doing. Press 1. Put the phone back up to your ear. And it raises your hand in the studio, so don't go away. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Candy's Conversation. I'm Candy, and we will be right back.
Messages for all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
All right, Candy, you are clear. Yeah, you got listeners, but nobody wants to say anything right now.
Welcome back into the studio, guys. I am so excited to have you, as always. I love your support. You guys being here listening in, it means a lot to me. If you have any questions, press 1 now, and we will answer any questions that you may have, or you just may want to make a comment or add something to the discussion. Feel free to press 1 and add in now. We have anybody in the chat room?
Chat room, let's see. No, but we do have a hand raised, so we're going to go back to the studio and bring in the caller. Hi, caller. You're listening to Candy's Conversation and talking with her now. Go ahead.
Hi, Candy. I was wondering, are you aware of any workshops that have been going on around the city, targeting middle schools and high schools and PTA, parent-teacher association meetings to educate the parents and the young people for safety practices? I know parents really don't want to face the fact that their children might be sexually active. But are you aware of anything progressive going on in the city from time to time?
I tell you what, I don't know anything, caller, as of now. And I tell you what, now that you brought it up to my attention, I definitely will look into it and find out and see if there's any sex education in that department concerning STDs and HIV, because certainly I know parents have a hard time discussing these things with their children, and it's easier to hear it from, some kind of teaching form. But I definitely find out. If I find out anything, I come up with anything, I have a list of them and the numbers next week on my show. Well, that was an excellent question, but as of now, I do not know of any at all.
Okay. Thank you. Well, that's a very good topic, and it is in crisis proportion here in Shelby
mm-hmm.
County. There's
mm-hmm.
a lot of unprotected sex practices going on, and not only does it reflect in contraction of STDs, but also the abortion rate is really high here, infant deaths is really high here, and
mm-hmm.
unwanted children is very high here, and of course, that results in dysfunctional upbringing when you have unwanted children. And so, the practice of safe sex goes beyond just the prevention of STD.
Definitely it does. Definitely. And you have a legitimate question, and you made a legitimate statement, and it's very interesting that you brought that up, because you're definitely right. The practice of safe sex covers so many different areas, and you definitely want to be doing that. And they do need to have some type of preventional education on that type of situations. You are correct, but I will look into it, as I said. And if I come up with any numbers, you listen in next week. Whatever I find out, I will definitely have it on the show for you next week.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling, caller.
All right, Candy, you're clear.
Okay, that was an interesting question, and he made a very interesting statement. I agree totally. Practicing safe sex, guys, covers so many different areas. Like he said, it's so many teen pregnancies, so many unwanted pregnancies, so many, single parenting. There's a lot goes on up under when we don't practice safe sex and cover ourselves and make sure that we're doing the things that we should do to make sure that a lot of this stuff is prevented, and it can be just by being smart.
Yeah, because a lot of babies are born as preemies from infections.
They are. And then, a lot of age, you remember, I don't remember, this was a while back. Back in, early 90s, in the mid-90s, it was a lot of HIV, children born with HIV virus. And it was
right.
It just seemed like it was so much of it going on. And,
mm-hmm.
we have to be more considerate, not just of ourselves, but the future generations to come. We have
mm-hmm.
to make sure that we're teaching our children. And I know it's a hard conversation to have with your children, because you don't want to think that your children are having sex at such young ages, but they are. So some of them aren't doing
mm-hmm.
that. Some, I'm not saying all of them, but some children are having, unprotected sex. And you need to have a conversation
mm-hmm.
with them about that, a serious conversation
yeah.
to sit down with them about their sex lives and what's going on.
They really do.
Whatever you say, you may not or you may be having sex, whatever, but I want to have a serious talk with you about what having sex involves, what comes with their
mm-hmm.
responsibility of having sex. That's a bigger responsibility. And you need to
mm-hmm.
know can happen if you make the wrong decision or you make a too fast decision.
That's right.
We have anybody on the line?
They're on the line. I mean, they're in the studio, but no hands are raised. So if you do have a comment,
our listeners like to listen. They just like to listen. I have a great audience. Sometimes I have a lot of calls, and sometimes I have listeners they just like to listen sometimes and see what,
mm-hmm.
what's going on, and they're interested.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I like to bring them important topics when I can, because this is something that's very important, and I felt a need to talk about this. Because when I see it on
mm-hmm.
social media and I look through my Facebook and then I see it on somebody's page and I see it on another person's page, and it seemed like it started growing overnight. Somebody was posting it, so quick, and how it spread it that quick. I was like, okay, this is going to get out of control. This is going to get out of control.
Bad stuff spreads faster than good stuff.
I know.
On Facebook.
It
Have
does.
You noticed that?
I know.
That's
no,
always
negativity.
The rule.
Negativeness, mm-hmm. It does. It does. It really does. It's like people love to see a good gossiping, a good, you know, people just like that kind of stuff. But, you know, seriously, though, all kidding aside, go get checked. Let's make sure we
mm-hmm.
know our status for our own self. I'm not talking about what no
you
one
got
else
some
is
numbers?
Saying. Oh, yes, let's get these numbers out. Okay, the first number I have for you guys is 901-515-5400. And to, if you want to ask a question about STDs or HIV, just press 1 when you dial that number. The second number is 901-222-9000. And the same thing as before, press 1 to ask a question about STDs or HIV. And the last number I have is 901-222-9866. And do the same thing. Press 1 to ask questions about STDs or HIV. You don't have no excuses. You have somewhere you can ask questions. That's where you can go. It's free. It's free to get tested
can
for
they
HIV.
Can they ask questions in confidence, or would they have to give their name?
No, it's confidential.
Okay, so
it's
that means that they don't have to get their name. They can just ask
they
whatever they want to know.
Just whatever they want to know, and they would transfer you. If they don't have a question, they would transfer you to the proper department and get someone on the line that knows about that field or what you're trying to ask questions about. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
they have someone for everything,
yeah,
Gary.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to ask that in case some of the listeners would be weary or leery to call because they think that, you know, they might would think that they would ask them their name or something, so. I just wanted to ask that question for the bit of a listener that probably wants to ask that question, but had not raised their hand.
That is a legitimate question. That's a great question to ask, but, yeah, everything is private. Everything is private. You don't have to reveal your name when you call and ask questions, and if the person that you talk to don't have an answer to that question, they will get someone that does have to answer that question. And another thing, the guy, young man that I spoke with today, did remind me of Sherry County stands for is Protect, Prevent and Promote. And I didn't even know that they slogan is Protect,
mm-hmm.
Prevent and Promote.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
mm-hmm.
definitely a good slogan to have. So they're going to protect you if they can. They're going to prevent anything
mm-hmm.
from happening to you if they can. And they're going to promote
mm-hmm.
self-awareness about whatever it is that's going on that you need to know about.
Yeah.
So that's great. The 3 P's. And, you know,
yeah.
I was so, just when I was thinking about this topic last night and I was thinking about the show today, and even though we don't have a lot of callers, we have a lot of listeners, I was saying, you know, you never know who might need this information. They may not
mm-hmm.
say anything, but they
mm-hmm.
might need it anyway, and they can call in, and I'm glad to give them that, the information they need, because it's so
mm-hmm.
many other diseases out here, not just HIV.
Mm-hmm.
It's all kind of sexual transmitted diseases that's going on, especially with our youth.
Mm-hmm.
We got to educate our youth. Parents, we got to talk to our
yeah.
children. We got to let them know,
mm-hmm.
you know, and talk to them about the sex they're having. Because you don't know what children do when you're not around. They say they're not doing something, but they may be doing it. You know, anyway, the peer pressure, all things going on at school, friends saying this
mm-hmm.
cool and that cool, that's cool, and it's just a lot. There's just a lot going
and
on,
even,
and you want to make sure
and
that
even
you
if
have
they're
a
not,
heart.
Even if they're not doing
yes.
it, that's a conversation that still has to be done.
Exactly, exactly. I talk to my children about it this all the time. I'm not teaming
mm-hmm.
about talking to my children about this because I feel like I have to be the one to protect my children from what's out here in the element of the world. And if I don't tell them, who's going to tell them? If I'm not the one to try to protect
right.
them, who's going to protect them? And that's definitely my
that's
job
right.
as a parent, to try to protect my child in my most best possible ways that I can, in the most best possible ways that I can. And, guys,
mm-hmm.
we're not going to take all your time tonight because it's only a 30-minute show, and it's we didn't round up to our time already. And I just want to say
yeah.
I thank you guys for calling in. I appreciate my listeners. I love the support that you give me each week. And I'm glad to be here for you. And I'm glad to use my show as a platform to uplift and promote. And as I always say, I see you next week. Same time, same place, same show, and I'm out.
Candid Conversation, where your opinion matters and the topic is open for discussion. Let's have dinner and a conversation. The lines are now open.